This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McGee. Iran says a Ukrainian jetliner was unintentionally shot down by its military. AP correspondent Mike Rossi with details.
Iran is admitting it is responsible for the downing of a Ukrainian International Airlines jet in which 176 people were killed. In a statement Saturday, Iran says its military unintentionally shot down the Boeing 737 shortly after it took off from Tehran. The incident came shortly after Iran launched a barrage of missiles at U.S. forces in neighboring Iraq in retaliation for the killing of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani in a U.S. military strike. U.S. and Canadian intelligence had concluded by late in the week that Iran had shot down the aircraft. I'm Mike Gracia.
And also, the Taiwanese voters have headed to the polls for presidential and legislative elections. The vote follows months of signs that China is stepping up political influence and disinformation operations on the island Beijing claims as its own.
Taiwanese said in surveys last year they prefer today's democratic self-rule over unification. Anti-China protests in Hong Kong over the past months raised fear among some Taiwanese voters of what life might be like under rule by Beijing. China has ruled Hong Kong for more than 20 years. Saturday's vote in Taiwan is widely expected to reflect sentiment toward China. Chen Lijin, a 43-year-old mother from suburban Taipei, decided to vote for incumbent Tsai Ing-wen because the president has shown a willingness to resist against China. She says what the government should do is protect Taiwan's democracy, and that's the most important thing. Chen says that in comparing candidates, she prefers Tsai Ing-wen. Taiwan's cooperative relations with China, she adds, can be done state to state as long as China doesn't take Taiwan to be part of its own country. Ralph Jennings, VOA News, Taipei.
And this is VOA News. U.S. officials say the U.S. military tried but failed to take out another senior Iraqi commander on the same day that an American airstrike killed the Revolutionary Guard's top general. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The officials say a military airstrike targeted Abdulreza Shalahi. He's a high-ranking commander in the Revolutionary Guard's Quds Force. The officials say Shalahi was on approved military targeting lists along with General Qasem Soleimani. That's an indication the strikes were a deliberate effort to cripple the leadership of the Quds Force, which the U.S. has designated as a terror organization. The State Department says Shalahi has what it describes as a long history of targeting Americans and U.S. allies around the world. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The U.S. placed more sanctions on Iran Friday in response to its missile attack on U.S. military troops in Iraq last week, and it threatened further action to weaken Iran's economy if Tehran continues to carry out what it considers terrorist actions. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said at a White House news conference the new sanctions target Iran's construction, manufacturing, mining, and textile industries.
We are taking action against 8 senior Iranian officials who advanced the regime's destabilizing activity and were involved in Tuesday's ballistic missile strike.
The Trump administration believes the sanctions will force Tehran to negotiate a new nuclear agreement, downsize its missile development program, and end its support of militias in the Middle East. Brush fire conditions on Australia's east coast ease on Saturday after a tough night for firefighters, and authorities said that they expect to have at least a week of milder weather where they can improve defenses against the huge blazes still burning. A strong southerly wind change on Friday night with gusts of more than 100 kilometers per hour recorded to whip the number of fires up to the emergency warning level, but by Saturday morning, cooler temperatures and rainfall had eased conditions. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian said that the milder weather will give firefighters a chance to gain an advantage over the fire.
So it gives a great reprieve for our wonderful firefighters and emergency services personnel to really double down and try and get control of some of these fires, fire fronts which have increased activity overnight, but now which have subdued with the milder weather conditions.
Since October, 27 people have been killed, thousands subjected to repeat evacuations, and as huge and unpredictable fires scorched more than 10.3 million hectares of land, an area roughly the size of South Korea. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.